And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All alone, it was a ghetto.
Your team sucks.
I don't even know. What did you put, Topper?
Well, let's just go see. I don't want to. Well, did you forget? How do you know it's me that does this? I mean, that's.
Probably not.
I'm pretty confident that it's you that does that
first.
It was Ramirez, so who else is going to do it now?
Another Bukulis loses the Topper. Slop-a-bop squeaks by Sticky. Come from behind, beats down Tox. Kenny leads practice squad in defeat to cutting stunts.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Interesting.
I know that for a fact that he has not seen that yet because he would have already texted me.
Beautiful.
I think I know where my vote's going.
You don't vote first. You don't go right away. You like wait to see where it goes.
Wait. Yeah, to see where things are. They already got two votes.
Uh-oh. Maybe he did see
it. Did it really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is funny. What else is funny is that I've been recording for about a minute. So welcome, everybody, to the week 4 or 5, I forget which time we decide to call it, podcast. This is, of course, the TSL Podcast. I am your host, Joe K, sitting here live. Well, it'll be recorded when you hear it from Topper's Dog Park and Poolside Cabana, where it is once again raining, which is very confusing. It's been happening a little bit too much, honestly. Kind of ruins the whole mojo, but I am here with Topper, Patrick Jameson McGovern. How are you?
Very good.
Are you really good?
I'm good.
Because you were just angry about how you wanted to drop everybody you drafted last week.
Well, I auto-drafted.
Oh, that's so true. Well, you're too busy getting drunk with Major Woody.
Yeah.
Twice in like 2 days for you guys. You guys had a blast. But we will get into that. Regular on the show because she's available and has nothing else to do with her life. Emily Schilling is here. Hello, Emily.
Hey.
Somebody's got to read the scores. Yeah. And our very, very special guest, and I use the term special very loosely. You've been in the league for quite some time. We'll get into that. But Renee Lance is here. Hello, Renee.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going, that's for sure. Why don't you tell me how it's going?
Well, with my season, not too good so far.
Well, it depends on which season you're talking about, because one team hasn't lost yet. The other team is, well. Right. Oh, the Carolina Panthers? Get out of here.
How about the actual NFL season?
Hey, yeah.
You beat the Jets. You're great, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Honestly, there's a lot of people listening. There's so many people listening to this that are just not fans of your 1-0 team. Get the fuck out of here.
Mainly your quarterback, B.
Oh, God, B. I don't even want to get into that. B is the biggest Jets fan in the world, but he's a good guy. He means well. But he's also the same guy that got attacked by a stop sign and a stray dog, so maybe that factors into it.
All right, well, we digressed.
What? I don't care. I don't even know if B listens to this. Do you think B listens to podcasts?
No.
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 Not even a doubt in your mind? Just no. B does not listen to podcasts. Beautiful. B, if you're listening to this, I want a shout out.
I think you read the articles. I don't think he listens to this, though.
All right, that's good. Because you do have the inside information. So, Renee, let's just get right into like your story. How long have you been in the league now?
Probably 7 or 8 years.
Really?
By now, yeah.
It's about a minute, that's for sure.
I know I started with kind of a random team for like one session, and then that broke off, and we started, what was it, Dark Knights.
Oh, okay.
I played with Andy for a couple seasons,
So we're learning today.
Like 4 seasons, and Kenny actually joined us, and like the last one, and it just got to a point where we were like, you know, we know a lot of people that we're friends with that are very athletic. We're like, it would be fun to start our own team. So that's kind of how practice
came to be. Do you ever get those
people
to play?
Sometimes.
Why do you hate that? Why are you against that team all of a sudden? I don't know why they're one of those teams that you just like to pick on. But
I think you just go after Kenny.
He does.
He doesn't really take any shots at me. Not yet.
Gary's on his team, so he needs a new... Well, that's fair. She would cut you easily.
Yeah, but I also heard that your squad this year has a lot of injuries. So all that athletic... people that Topper may be talking about are not available this session.
Oh, yeah. We definitely hit the injury bug starting at the end of last season. We had 2 guys go down in a matter of 3 weeks.
Yikes.
Both with...
Achilles.
I almost said UCL. Achilles tears, one rupture and one tear. Mm. So these are not, like, minor issues. They're kind of a big deal. They take a long time to recover from.
Mm-hmm.
Had another guy, beginning of this session, calf tear. So it's just, it's one thing after another. I got a girl out with a concussion right now. She might be done for, well, that might be it for her. She might not be coming back. So I'm, yeah, another girl just told me last week. I didn't know any of this.
You gotta watch your games. What's going on?
Yeah, right? Before?
I feel like I gotta stay away from them.
Yeah, right?
Right, yes, exactly. Another girl
practice
just fractured
squad
has to her
wear
foot
now.
The last week. So it's like, what are you gonna do? You know, we're just, we're trying to stay afloat at this point.
That's crazy. That is a lot of people getting hurt for a... Well, you know, your team's a little bigger, isn't it? How big's your roster usually before everybody got taken out?
It was bigger. And now that we're down to like a 12-person limit, roundabouts, I mean...
Topper.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know...
It's fine. I don't really care.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It stops people doing...
It's easier to keep track of.
Well, that's because Ramirez used to put 40 people on his team like a psychopath, but rest in peace, my guy.
Let's see. Practice squad is... 2-3, 179 points for, 200 points against, minus 25 point differential.
Yeah, that's not our normal numbers that we put up.
Not in the least.
Yeah, I thought last year you guys did a lot. You were a lot stronger.
Yeah, I mean, we've also played, I think, four of the best teams in our division already.
Yeah,
so
schedule didn't do any favors.
I'd like to say we got those out of the way, and now if we can just get our crap together for to make a final push here, because... you know, 12 teams in one division, that's quite a full load over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did that?
I couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you, but I can look at them for you. It's fine. It's just a lot of people really, really thought they were D4 material. But hey, I think D4 is getting ready to drop to 11 teams anyway, so that's fine.
Yes, it is.
We'll get into that in a bit. But so let's talk about practice squad. You guys started, did you start in D6 or was it just D5? I can't remember.
Yep, we started in D6.
That's right. And you just, I mean, you've literally walked your way up the league this whole time, right?
Yeah, I mean, it took a little bit to get the hang of things. Our biggest thing was we were missing a QB for the longest time. And, you know, we finally got my cousin to come play for us. He played a little college ball, D3, and... just a very smart quarterback, and he actually helped us just really move the ball a lot better, learn the game. It just took a lot of notes from him, mm-hmm. and you know, we won D5 with him. Was it D6.
D6, right.
And then we just did very well in D5, and we picked up B there.
Well, where did he go, your first quarterback? He just said, I'm good here?
Well, he has a very extensive football background. So right now, he actually has a job for Kansas. He's actually...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, entry-level coaching job for Kansas.
That's
so
awesome.
He's down in Kansas City right now. Huh. So, yeah, we literally lost him to bigger and better things.
That's fine. At least it's not an Achilles tear. So, like,
no,
that's a plus.
Yes.
But then, yes, obviously, you guys were struggling a little bit, and then you found B. Well,
yeah.
You guys kind of found each other, gave B second life in this league, because he's kind of hanging out for a minute without, like, a place to play.
Oh,
and
he's loving it.
Man, he absolutely is. He tells me all the time. It's a shame that we already pointed out that he doesn't listen to these podcasts. But, yeah, no, he's really excited. I know it. He loves life because of you guys,
yes.
But same thing. I mean, you guys have you picked up B. What was it that? Was it last season? Two seasons ago now?
Two seasons.
Yeah, and... Yep. You guys took right off. You got all the way to the championship game.
Yep.
I mean, you lost in overtime to Mountain Dumy, who was just, like, running up the score on everybody at that one season. So, I mean,
yeah,
you were honestly, good look away from winning the whole thing. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a good run that season, you know, and we made it to the semifinals last year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, this year has just been a rough start for us. And, like I said, injuries, I think, definitely played a factor into it.
Well, sure. I mean, you guys, you were in D3. You moved up to D4 even without winning, because it turns out you can do that, people. Like, you don't have to stay down until you win when you get to
who,
a certain
what,
level.
Who, us?
Anybody, honestly. There's a lot of people who...
We didn't do that.
You didn't move up to D4?
No, we went D5 to D4.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You went D6, D5. You moved
you
up.
I thought you said D3 to
D4. No, don't be silly. I'm just saying other people can do it, because there are teams out there that could absolutely play a little bit higher, but everybody does the running scared thing. But you guys are just like, nah, we're this close to winning D5. You don't have to have that championship. You just moved up to D4.
Yeah,
and unfortunately for you, you moved up to D4 at a time when everybody else decided to get just variously injured, which is so brutal to have happened.
I also think that D4 and D3, playing in both divisions myself, are very similar. So some of the teams in D4 could easily move up to D3. Some of the teams in D3 could move up to D2.
Oh, sure. I'll give you that. There's no...
Stunts.
Right.
Well, especially because
right.
I've also subbed in D2, and I don't really feel like there's that big of a difference, D4, D3, D2.
Yeah,
well,
nine.
Well, that's because you've been going through the Bobby McConnell school of brainwashing, where you just know everything about football now, so everything just seems easy to you.
Whatever you say.
I love it.
I have no fight in me today.
That's, I can see that. You're exhausted.
You win.
Really?
You're a wuss without when you have a job.
Sure.
See, you got nothing now.
I got nothing.
So let's talk about your other team then. You're also a cunning stunt, which is exciting, right?
I am. Yep.
So when did you, how did you get recruited to them? How'd that happen?
Kelly and Brandy.
Me.
Last. Was that, oh, was it you? I didn't hear that part.
Behind the scenes, it was me. They were going in between, like, a couple girls, and I was like, you know who's real good? And I gave them your name and then let them take it from there.
Okay. I guess I got selected by Emily.
Look at you, just being a hot free agent, apparently.
Yeah.
She's also the godfather.
You're like, you can't just say that to people.
Sorry.
That's not how that works. Oh. But, okay, cool.
Ruined it.
And that's not even...
Now everybody knows.
That's true. He doesn't
now
have glasses.
Now going to come to you.
How is Iowa? But, yeah, so you join the stunts, and obviously playing on a gender team is a slightly different experience than being on the co-ed team. But compare and contrast, like, what are the pros and cons of doing it compared to, like, running your own team, which is obviously just the worst, as I'll continue to say forever.
Yes.
Don't run a team. It sucks.
That's number one pro right there.
Yep.
I'm not running the team, so I don't have the headache of injuries, people not showing up, the last minute excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But on a serious note, pros, I would say it makes you a better athlete.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like this.
Playing against guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They want to underestimate you.
They don't want to. They do.
Until you go out and you start kind of schooling them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they get ticked off, and then they start playing a little bit harder, and it pushes you to play harder.
Exactly. And they always say my favorite line, oh, I can't believe we're losing to a team of girls. That's my favorite thing that dudes say in these scenarios.
On the flip side, too, on defense, like, us girls don't normally get to play safety, so we get to play a different role on a gender team that we don't get to play on a regular
team. So on the stunts, because I haven't really watched any of your games, what positions are you playing, then? Are you playing safety?
This year, I've gotten to play safety because... Brittany and Brandy have been out the first couple games.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to actually play safety a lot this year. And I actually like it because you can see the entire game versus when you're playing up. You can only see, obviously, what's in front of you. You have to make sure that you're dropping back. But when you're safety, you can see the quarterback better. You know, you can see when he's going to release the ball, where he's going to release the ball. You can get there faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like playing safety better than...
Fair. Renee, what are you doing on the team defensively?
I'm always in the flat or just underneath manning someone.
Okay.
Catching, because I like being physical.
Interceptions, though.
She likes being physical.
Yes. How many did you have that one?
Get
game
it.
Three?
Two. That was just a good game for me. That's not the norm.
Yes,
I wish
it is.
Was.
It's the norm.
Just say it's
Don't
the norm. You gotta own
you.
It. I love it, though. That's super cool. Yeah, that's really... I forgot the question I was going to ask, because my brain just doesn't work all the time. But, yeah, so here's unfortunately for you, the stunts didn't go up to D3, where maybe they should have. And now you're in this weird zone where you kind of got to choose between a very injured practice squad that maybe this isn't the year, and you already know that. Whereas for the stunts, undefeated, could possibly be the year, and you might have a very big decision to make in the future. So when it comes down to it, like, what are you gonna pick? Like, what if they meet in the playoffs? And you already know, like you said, practice squad, probably not their best year. Everybody's got to heal up. It's been rough. Things don't look good. Stunts, things look really good. So what do you want to do?
I mean, I would have to play for my team.
I know,
it's
sucks,
my
right?
Team. It's
I was
loyalty.
She's captain.
I mean, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
My team would probably not come back next year at all if I made that decision to go. Even if I wanted to go play with the Suns.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe they had a better shot.
Mm-hmm.
I could still play with them after they beat us anyway, so.
That's fair.
And no matter what team would win, you'd win.
Yes. That, you know, it took a little bit out of the sting out of the loss from this past weekend, knowing that one of my teams won.
All right. I have another question. Are you from Carolina? How did this Panthers thing happen? Because you are decked out.
Kenny. I know.
That's it?
I did it on purpose.
Well, it doesn't bother me. It's cool.
I don't know. Ken always liked the team when they came into the league, and they, I think, what was it, 95, so
mm-hmm.
Ken was like 9 at the time. New team, cool logo.
I get
colors,
it. I was 11.
So, yeah.
I still have in my bedroom at my dad's house a Carolina Panthers garbage can. Thank you very much.
See?
I get it. I'm just saying.
It's just cool stuff.
Garbage.
You know, he liked it. I followed everything he did, so now we're just Panther fans.
Monkey
for
see,
life.
Monkey do?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, though.
But I did live down in Charlotte for a year, but I actually chose to go to Charlotte just so I could watch Panther games.
No shit. That's really cool. I don't know if I have that kind of the balls to do that. I really think that's really neat, though.
Was,
good for
I
you.
I literally was just like, I want to go live there because Panthers play there.
Fair enough.
Nice
so,
city.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been because I've been next to nowhere, and that's fine. But all right, so here's a question for you. How much do you love this league? Like, what does a Saturday football mean to you, like, as another person? Like, you think, like, you get hyped up about it like the rest of us psychopaths? Are you just kind of like, it's a really cool thing to do? Is it just, all I do is watch my family blow out their ACLs and Achilles? Like, what does it mean to you?
None of them were my family members. I mean, Kenny only dislocated his ankle, so he was okay. You know.
Sorry, Topper. I know that disappoints you.
What? No, I'm not disappointed. That's the area I hit on the voodoo doll.
Fair enough.
No, I love this league. I mean, it's a lot of fun. That's the reason I've been here 8 years or so. I mean, come on. Where else in Western New York can you play football? Don't say the other two. But you
can't.
Know what I mean.
I don't think I can play football there anymore, so it's fine.
And then go to the bar and drink after.
Yeah.
Right there.
Or during.
Or right before.
Games. Yeah. Right.
Alcohol is
really up to you.
We should get like a team of counselors. We might need that. It might not be our worst idea, actually. Just get sponsored by some counseling service, just in case you want to talk about it. It's okay, because we do a lot of gambling as well. It's great. I love this place. All right. Well, for the first time all season, for the quote-unquote fall session, it wasn't unbearably hot this time around.
No, the wind made it
the
nice.
Wind, yeah, the stiff breeze made it a little bit fun, and we moved on to, another interesting week with some pretty cool results. So let's get into it. Let's go right, well, there's a 9 o'clock game first, so let's just read that score.
That's not on this game.
Oh, it's not. It's
so
Topper!
Can't tell you what it was.
It was When Doves Cry versus the Notorious B&B at 2 o'clock. So whatever that score is.
All right, let me scroll down.
You have like one job for this league.
The Notorious was 16 to When Doves Cry was 51.
Okay, that game was played really early. Topper, why don't you tell me about it?
Alex's brother, is it George?
I guess so, George. Yes. I believe so, yes.
He came in for the Bills game, so Alex decided to let him resume his, you know, original role as a starting QB for their football team. And things did not go great. not sure the last time George played football, but you know, Alex's team's got some fast receivers. I think he was just off the mark, you know.
Fair.
Not used to all that speed. They're good.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So yeah, they didn't have many successful offensive drives, and we just didn't miss on any of ours.
Well, so 9 a.m. Topper is the best kind of
topper. Good. Ricky, we caught Ricky still drunk and hungover.
Shouldn't be too hard.
Still might be.
Yeah, that might be true, too.
So, no, we just did really well.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Just doing really well.
Yeah,
real proud
thank
of you.
You.
You're a good guy. All right, let's just move on to 10 o'clock, then.
10 o'clock games. Slob Kabams 26 to Sticky 25, XTC 32 to Bullet Club 18, Gray Hair 14, The Untouchables 34, Pittsburgh Feelers 7 to Buffalo Vice 46, and Tox 6 to Come From Behind 50.
Oh my. We'll just touch on our game as two 0-4 teams met in D2, and it was everything you thought it would be. It was a fun game against XTC, but it just came down to we couldn't score when they could, and we lose. That's cool. It's pretty much all you have to hear about our games at this point. Mm-hmm. Slob Kabams, let's give them the shout-out. They went out. They beat Sticky Bandits. That's really cool. I know Sticky was leading.
Is that Ben Stack's team?
It is. Okay. And actually, Ben Stack made, like, I guess, a really good play. I was talking to Jeff Kroll. He said that Ben made this ridiculous, like, catch in the back of the end zone for the touchdown that gave them the lead.
Yeah.
And then Sticky came down. I guess they scored and went for two, but just didn't get it.
Yeah.
So I was messing with Kroll, and I was like, so basically your last three losses have all been on the last play of the game. So like an inch one way, you might be champions. You never know. So he's like, yeah, that's pretty true. So Sticky loses a close one, but it's good to see Slob Kabams get a win and not just get like blown out every week or who knows what could have happened. So that's really cool.
Right.
What else? Untouchables beating Gray Hair that badly is kind of surprising.
It is, but I was talking to Dave and Bietta, and they just said that Molly and Corey came back,
mm-hmm.
and so they're new to the squad, and so the fluidity they had before was sort of like broken up with the new people, so they had to just get used to Molly and Corey being there, so it was just like an off week for that team, and I feel like Untouchables obviously
adding,
had a better
adding
team.
Molly and Corey is a downgrade?
No, not at all, but they
if you're trying to get taller, maybe.
Yeah.
They Dave's just not used to throwing to those receivers.
That's fair, though. Everything takes a little bit of time. And then,
don't pour words in my mouth, Topper. Topper
doesn't put anything in women's mouths.
Whoa.
What?
Hey.
No. But Untouchables are also, I mean, ever since Burr kind of took over as quarterback, they've just found, like, maybe that piece they've been missing. And he seems really happy playing with them. Like, every time I see him, he's, like, beaming about it. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for them, and that's cool. It's good to have another good team getting it together because, again, being every time a division is very competitive, it's just a lot more fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see what else happened. Tox got just murdered by Come From Behind. Yeah. Come From Behind apparently was trying to hit their average age, which was cool. They did that.
Yeah,
50. What?
Well, 50 might not be it, but
I'm gonna run away. But I don't know what happened with
Tox. With
Tox's
that
time.
Age comes experience, though.
Sure, apparently, in the form of beating the crap out of Tox, which is fine. Buffalo Vice came in and they just ran all over the Pittsburgh Feelers, but we have some Pittsburgh Feeler information. Do you want to talk about yet, Top?
I mean, they basically called it a season.
Just bailed it on the season.
Really?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Is that like a new team or?
They were new, right?
They're new. I don't know if they came over from another league or not.
Couldn't tell you. Maybe. Doesn't matter. It's just a.
I didn't really know anyone on their team.
Yeah, so I guess what happened was Topper got an email yesterday, I think, and just said, "Hey," they were just like, "Hey,
we're sick of losing.
This isn't working out for us. We're taking off.
Players not showing up."
Yeah, we kind of like asked for more info, like, "Hey, what can we do to help?" Because you know, if there's a team that's struggling, we'll do what we can. Like, we got enough people that hang around the fields all day that we can
absolutely
we can get it going.
Need a couple players. And
yeah, but I guess they said they were just having trouble getting people to come to the fields, and people just were disinterested, which, you know, if you're listening to a podcast like right now, that just doesn't make sense to you because anybody who would come here, you're into it, you know, like you're, but I guess some people aren't, which is just bananas to me. But it's unfortunate, but it all goes back to what I said a few minutes ago. Running a team is awful, and when people don't want to show up and they're not into it, it sucks. I don't know what we're going to do for the games. I don't know if we're just going to give forfeits or we're probably going to put together a collection of people to just play and make it fun. And
Misfits?
Yeah, but maybe they won't count towards like the playoffs or something, which will be fine. We'll figure that out. Nothing's official. We got the email, I want to say, like an hour and a half ago from recording. So it just is what it is. They don't want to stay. We can't make them stay. That's fine, but we can do something fun with it. Some of our best little misfit teams were put together in situations like this. So, as always, we shall overcome. You're shocked.
I could just picture, like, a group of scab players from TSL just running the table and end up making, like, the playoffs.
What about the Tommy Hughes experience?
but I was looking at they're 1-3 on the season, and they beat Falconies, which is kind of
Falconies,
fun.
Yeah, no, that's Falconies. Ridiculous. Yeah.
And they want to bail?
Yeah.
Do they know that's one of the best teams in the division?
Or is it? Because based on, like, math and logic, they're not.
Was Miano QBing that day?
I think so.
I don't know. I mean,
it's either him or McKenrick. Either way, it's still a good quarterback, so.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Okay. Topper says we're going to 11.
Let's go to 11.
All right. 11 o'clock games. Losing streak 48 to Public Enemy 55. Top Shot 29 to ANA 33. Show Me Them TDs 16 to Cobblestone 36. Let Us Win 16 to Not So Sticky 46. Wow.
Yeah.
And no, Travis Henry's 42 to Blitzkrieg 37.
Hold your wow, because Let Us Win, unfortunately, showed up pretty shorthanded. I think they were playing with, like, five people or something like that for a minute. I think Jeff might have said only four people.
Why didn't they get people off the subs list?
Isn't that the best part? Like, Kroll literally said, because Not So Sticky, being a collection of just random...
Misfits,
that works. They offered again and again, hey, take a couple of our players, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Let Us Win wouldn't do it. They were trying to be, like, I don't know. Tough noble about it, whatever. Noble might be the right term. Who knows? Either way, one of their girls decided to start like heaving and throwing up on the sideline during halftime because just shot from playing, you know.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So I guess they forfeited halftime, and then because I looked over and all of a sudden Jeff Kroll and Ricky were on the other team, and I didn't know. I go, Kroll, did you just trade yourself? And I guess they just were playing like another half of like fun pickup because I mean if it was 46-16 and that was the first half, it's kind of a wrap.
Yeah,
so
really.
They were just doing ridiculous stuff and whatever.
Also, I want to know why Let Us Win isn't wearing green. They're wearing blue. Can somebody explain that to me?
I don't have a good reason for it, but it's a good reason that they should definitely change their color to at least lettuce. Jackson is jealous of Cammy, who is getting all of Renee's love right now. She does not care about the podcast anymore.
Oh, gosh.
That was funny. All right, anyway, let's see what else happened here.
Cobblestone.
Oh, Well, yeah, so I subbed in for
Daryl's list, right? I didn't see Daryl.
There was no Daryl. Actually, Garrett messaged me, I want to say, like, Friday, and was just like, hey, Joe K, can you just play for Cobblestone with me? Because we didn't have any subs. And I was like, all right, screw it. Because Garrett was quarterbacking, but that means he can't play D, so they kind of needed me to just play defense, whatever, and a couple offensive snaps. Didn't really matter. It went pretty well for us because Show Me Them TDs for the first, like, two drives, it was John Sen, Baby Baker, and their four females. For some reason, all of their dudes weren't there, and then they all showed up at, like, the same time most of the way through the first half. But
what time was that game?
11 o'clock.
Didn't I hear that Salvatore did something that shut down transit for like 15 minutes while they did like a 9/11 ceremony?
I did not know that.
So I'm thinking maybe that's how
that might be possible it, though, yeah. Because that's possible because when I was driving in the fields, I noticed Russ was out front. He's tending to like the garden right out front. He has this golf cart that looks like a mini Mercedes or something.
It's a mini Bentley.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're right. And it's still worth more than I am, so it's fine.
So in that game, though, I think it was one of the last plays of the game. I don't know what her name is, but the girl on Cobblestone.
Yes.
She, like, broke that kid's ankles, by the way. Oh, she, like...
What's her name? Maddie.
Maddie.
Oh, my gosh. This girl... We were on the sidelines. We're like,
You're stealing my thunder because I was just going to talk about that girl is good. She can play. She's making catches all the time, and she just, like, one-cut spin around all these people. It was absolutely ridiculous, she's tremendous, and she's somebody that needs to be on, like, the who's who radar of... people do these things. She was awesome. That was really fun.
I'm assuming it's Maddie Norton.
It's got to be. Yeah, it definitely is.
I think it's like strawberry blonde or reddish.
That's definitely who it is for sure. The only other thing to note that happened here was the best defensive play of all time that I've ever had happen to me. I told you about it before with Christina Nelson. I was covering her in the flat and they threw the ball to her and it bounced off her hands and kind of went in front of us. And I was going to go for the interception. And all of a sudden she just softly grabs my hand and holds my hand for like a second. And all I did was stop moving and go, this is amazing. Like, that was the best. Completely took me.
Lady in red.
The ball falls to the ground. And I just like looked. I was like, that's hilarious. And like 2 plays later, she didn't say anything. She just walked away. I'm like, I don't even know if she knew she did it. It was hilarious to me. I thought it was the best. So I come up to her on the sidelines later and I was just like, that was the best play that anybody's ever done. And she's like, I didn't even realize I did it. It just happened. And I walked away. It was super funny. So that became a running gag. The other funny thing was, they have the guy, there's a guy on Show Me Them TDs. I found out his name is Kevin later, but I was calling him Red Gloves because, his gloves were red. But that dude would like run all over the field and get open, and they couldn't get him the ball sometimes. But he was really good. He's somebody. He would, when he would make the catches, he would be juking and jiving.
Noted, Mark Red Gloves.
So, right. So I was just calling him Red Gloves, and then all of a sudden, like, because I went to the Bills game yesterday with Dave Walter, which I'm alive.
Why are you here today?
That's what I said, but that's because his friend Matt got a little worse than any. We'll talk about it some other time. But all of a sudden, somebody comes up from behind me. He's like, hey, good game yesterday. And I was like, it was fucking Red Gloves. And he's like, my name's Kevin. I was like, oh, cool. Now I know that because how the fuck else am I going to know that? And he's a really nice guy. He hung out and it was cool. It's just cool. Like, there's just another person I know just from this fucking football league that we play in. But okay, other 11 o'clock games.
Losing streak made it close against Public Enemy. Yeah.
They made it extra close. Public Enemy did they have to win late?
I think they did.
Because I know that was...
Yeah.
I thought it was like 48-48 or something. Oh, I wish
it was a game. I know Heather had a bunch of good catches in it. I saw some of the game.
Mm-hmm. So that was a fun game. I mean, losing streak, of course, like, they're in it. I mean, I know they haven't... They only beat, shorthanded tight ends and whatever, but... Yeah. They have nothing to shake their heads at. They have a whole season to figure it out and capitalize on the few mistakes they made to just beat these teams. So I think they're going to be a factor at the end of the season. Yeah. Last but not least, oh, God. ANA took on Top Shot. Top Shot decided to poke the bear. They decided to wear half shirts and talk about how they're the best and just basically do their best little Matty Ice impressions. And all that did was make Matty mad to where he was getting interceptions and throwing touchdowns and winning games to the point where he texted me and said, I don't care who's on the podcast, I'm going to be on it because daddy's got to come home and talk about this. Exactly. He forgot he had a basketball game today. So he Joey Bats us. He's not going to show up. But at least...
Well, shout out to Casey because I saw a really good catch she made. So.
Oh, Casey made a good catch?
Yeah.
Was it a deep one?
It actually was.
Look at her go. Good job, Casey. So ANA came out. Top Shot punched him in the mouth, but ANA came right back. I believe they're 5-0 now. They're kind of a class of D2. But Top Shot has nothing to hang their heads at. I mean, a 4-point loss to that team is good, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, and the last game that we didn't talk about, Travis Henry's kids gets a win over Blitzkrieg, who I think, I know they didn't have normal quarterback Alex, but I don't think the guy that's been playing quarterback.
Yeah, Sweatshirt guy played quarterback, I saw.
Did they?
Yeah.
First off, I'm pretty sure it's like, what is it? Light red hoodie guy.
Well, yeah, light red.
Light red hoodie guy, not sweatshirt guy. Whatever. Come on, it's okay if you don't know people's actual names, but know their nicknames.
Know their nicknames.
That's all you gotta
your
know.
Shit together.
Like
come on, Patrick. But we'll talk about cool Patrick later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did see, but I saw other people throwing the ball for them too, which probably means not the. But they still scored 37 points, yeah. So you can't even complain about it. So I don't know if they're having quarterback issues or what's going on there, but Travis Henry's kids got their first win of the season, I want to say, and good to them. So. Let's go on to noon.
12 o'clock games. Tight ends 30, Eyes Downtown 28, Scared Hitless 30 to The Notorious 20, Vaspian 24 to Gucci 23, Practice Squad 26 to The Stunts 43, Victoria's Secrets 28 to TMA 48.
Okay, well, Renee, this is your both of your teams playing each other. How'd that game go for you?
What was the final?
43 to 26.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, down two scores. No, I mean.
Which team did you play on?
She played on Practice
Stunts.
Squad.
All right.
You played on the Stunts?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was amazed. I was like, can we just talk about this?
Yeah.
I literally had to play on my team, one, because I would, but two, all my girls just, like, bailed on me that, like, the night before. I was like, what's
like,
going on?
For the season or just for that week?
Just for that week.
Okay.
But, no, I mean, Stunts are a good team. What are you going to do? I mean, there isn't a single girl on that team that isn't a vet and doesn't know what she's doing. I mean, led by Joey.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart quarterback. He knows how to move people around on defense, you know, pump fakes, looking here, moving defenders. So it was just a very long game on defense for us. No matter what we tried, he had an answer for it.
Yeah.
You know, they switched up their plays mm-hmm. from what I hear.
Yeah,
Emily's over there smirking right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do besides have the sun just blasting you in the face right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. No, we had to change our game plan a little bit because Renee was on the other side.
I was going to ask about that because I'm like, shouldn't you already know kind of what,
yeah.
what
I
they
mean,
do?
I gave hints like, hey, this, look for this. But it was like every time I thought they would do one thing, they were switching it up and doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time we thought we could contain them underneath because, hey, they love to get the 10, 12 yards at a crack. And all of a sudden they were hitting Emily over the top and...
Well, to be fair, though, your safety didn't move the entire time. He was in the middle and he stayed there. So we're like, oh, just go to the right or left. And there it was always open.
Huh.
So whoever your safety
so whoever's listening,
middle,
here's what you do against practice squad.
That guy didn't move.
Renee looks unhappy with his
news. I can't give any more people a butt chewing than what I already did.
So your tall guy
a
with
butt
the glasses
chewing?
Was
I love
fine.
It.
Because on the left side, he would follow, but on the right side, it was always open.
God dang it, Mike. Come on.
I love it. Butt chewing,
no,
god dang it.
Mike's number, let's call.
I
this deserves more
of
an ass chewing.
Get him on here.
I have to
butt
give
chewing.
Credit, though,
butt
to
chewing.
Emily because this girl caught, what, 5 or 6 deep passes? Like, did not drop a single thing, and it was just like, we just couldn't catch a single break. And it was like, okay, that's, yep. That's championship caliber team. And I was like, oh, I'm happy I'm on that team too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, at least you know what you have
so,
to get better
yeah,
at.
It's what it is.
For the
I
next
mean,
time.
They're a good team. What are you going to do?
Nothing. You're going to
yeah.
do what everybody else does.
Yeah.
Lose. It's fine. There's,
yep.
there's no shame in losing to the Cunning Stunts. What else happened? Vaspian with a really close win over Gucci. Like, that's really cool.
Gucci had their quarterback finally.
Yes, she did.
Oh,
she
really?
Was chucking it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was one play where she threw a pick. I want to say.
Is that a short hair girl?
Maybe? I don't
yeah,
know.
So.
She had a hat on, I thought.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she had short hair. I think yeah. she had short hair. I saw her at the bar.
Okay. Well, because that's like medium length hair, isn't it? I got no time for this. Anyway, yeah, so there was one play that I saw. She just happened to throw a pick 8, and as the girls were turning it into the end zone, Kelly's running after her. And even though they got into the end zone, she definitely like looked like she was like throwing the girl out of the back of the end zone. Like, this is going to be awesome. But instead, she just apologized immediately because she like tripped in some random hole in our pristine field. But I was like, oh, she's a real gamer. She's going to kill somebody. Let's do this. But no, it didn't work out. But they were cool. She actually... We talked with her, I guess, like, Travis and I were talking to her, and one of the other girls on Gucci, whose name I already forgot, my bad, that girl, but they're going to come on in a couple weeks. Kelly wanted to come in to talk about, like, throwing and all this other stuff, but she wanted to have a few more weeks getting acclimated to the league because she had to miss the first couple with you know personal stuff. So
was Frank there this time?
Frank was not there this week.
No, he wasn't, because Frank's another one that we've discussed needs to be on the podcast because he's.
Oh, he does.
I just don't know what planet we'll be on when we do it. Yeah, he's gold, baby. Can't wait, Frank. We got to do that.
You're coming on.
That might be a week we need to get Kroll on too, just so he can like translate. I love that. Tight ends of motion played eyes downtown in what seems to be, well, quite a tight game. Tight ends pulled one off by 2 points. Come on, you know like so many people on these teams. You know what happened? You don't.
I only watched a little bit of it, and I saw eyes downtown had a couple drops that they shouldn't have.
Fair enough. Well, that's cool. So maybe D1's closer than we really realize it is for like the first time in forever between like from top to bottom. So if that's the case, this could be a really exciting like second half of the season coming up.
The other girl was Bree.
Are you stalking the rosters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have them. Why not?
Is she the dark girl?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, how do you know it was her?
Because she was the only other girl there.
On the roster?
No, she was the only other girl on their team on Saturday.
Oh, that's a really good reason then. Okay. Well, there we go. Good job, Topper.
I remember hearing it. I just couldn't remember it until I...
Wasn't there a guy in the league you didn't know for like 9 years? And yeah, Deke. He was a brand new team, and now he knows the girls like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that checks out. That tracks pretty hard, actually.
This does make sense.
There's nothing awkward or weird about this at all. This is just the way it is. I love it. TMA played Victoria's Secret. I know they were close for a little while, but TMA just pulled away because, well, you know, TMA has 6 foot tall dudes, 7 feet tall dudes. Victoria's Secret has Trish Esposito, so like there's a quite,
quite
distinct tight height advantage there.
Trish on Nick.
Yeah, right. Exactly. TMA played really well, but yeah, I mean, the couple times I looked, they were just throwing bombs at Nick Smith, but that's kind of exactly how you figured that game would go. And then Scared Hitless comes out and plays Notorious B&B. Do you know if B&B played Alex's brother for this game?
I don't know.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
I think I saw Alex.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But either way, Scared Hitless is—they just keep winning. I don't even think they've had their full team yet either, because I know that
they did. They had two guys that played this week finally that they said they were missing.
Right. I know they're still missing Jamie because she had like her 400th wedding of the season, so that's why she missed for Lenny's Ladies later on too. So, yeah. So I mean, Scared Hitless hasn't lost yet, and they still haven't had an entirely their full roster yet.
Didn't they try to move down?
Yes, 100%.
Shh, okay.
Yeah, why do we have to shh?
Like, I was going to say, they shouldn't have, obviously.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, I guess they
would. That's why we do what we do.
We noticed that right away and just went, huh, no. That was back, that was like with 3 days before the season started, and the only D2 registered teams was like Bola Club, A&A, and Topper didn't even put his team in yet, so.
I wait.
Do you put your team in, though, or do you make Drew do it?
Drew does it.
Yeah, that's why. So you don't even wait. What do you mean you wait? Drew
he
does
waits,
it.
I mean, he waits until Drew does it.
I do wait until Drew sends it. Makes it official.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't, like, Drew has options. He can play on my team or play in another league.
So, doesn't everybody.
He's in TSL. I'm surprised
you don't give too many other people that, like, option, quote unquote.
Just Drew. He's my intern.
Still.
Forever.
The forever intern, Drew. I love all of that. Let's move on to 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock games. Free Ballers 27 to Super Freak 17. The Angels 33 to Frodo 18. Spinelli's 58 to Wasted Potential 30. Grave Bros 44 to Lenny Ladies 45.
Okay, first thing I want to say ask you is, why did your game not go on with Faster Prime?
I don't know. Hogan needed to reschedule.
Last second rescheduling?
No, it wasn't last second. He let me know a week ago.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Doing it next week at. Or on the, 25th.
Okay. That's right. I only asked because I didn't know if it was like a last second thing because
no,
I was talking to him and he was like in the ER or something recently, so I was just going to send him like my best to him. But the next day he was sending Snapchats about the Bills, so I feel like he's doing okay. But for a minute I was worried and concerned about him, so whatever. But that opened you up to throw for me for Lenny's Ladies because my arm doesn't like to work too much. And Cool Patrick. All of a sudden, Topper rolls up with his hat backwards. We started calling him Cool Patrick, and he was slinging it. And
it was windy out. My hat was.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, you got the win. Cool Patrick got the win.
Cool Patrick was a star. He was slinging it. You had two half-ending drives that ended in points.
Yeah.
Because I remember that because Gray's brother scored with like a minute 20 left, and Cool Patrick was like, "No, timeout. We got to score before the half." And then he just walked the girls down and scored. It was, you were great.
Yeah, we had fun. The girls didn't miss anything either. They made one or two drops the whole game.
Did you like playing with the ladies better than like?
I wouldn't say better. It's just different. It's fun, you know, because They either run the exact pattern you call, or...
It's all over the place?
Yeah, and, I mean, most of the time it was pretty much exact, like, you know...
Did you play defense, too?
Well, once in a while I did.
He started, but he didn't play much. Then he kind of came in at the end because his quick coverage skills was something that impressed Jeff Kroll and I that we pointed out on that last drive where you saw that speedy guy on a cross and you just took off.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just at the end, we were defending our one-point lead.
Completely blew up the play. It was great.
And I told the girls, you guys just all stay in zone. I'm just going to cover that one guy.
And he did. And he chased him down and it was amazing. It completely ruined the one play and it turned into like another turnover. It was awesome. Speaking of turnovers... The one turnover that Caitlin had to start it off.
Oh, I heard this.
Dude,
I heard ridiculous.
She caught it at like the 50.
Probably 50. Yeah.
And like she baited the pick, got the pick, and all of a sudden started. She must have juked out the entire team. The entire team. Like broke some ankles,
She's
did a little
so
spin
fast.
Mood. I think she did a cartwheel in there. I'm not entirely sure. But it was awesome.
Had enough time.
She played really well.
She's another girl I think is so underratedly good.
Yes, 100%. And she ended up getting the. Because you guys scored. To tie it and went for the one to win, and she caught that too on a great fucking grab. Not bad for being all. I think she's like three foot six or something.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
She's awesome, Mason.
Yeah,
she plays on Vice. Yeah.
That's what I was assuming, but I wasn't sure.
She's a superstar, and now because like now that we've played like three seasons of Lenny's Ladies, we're you know we're better friends now, so people are loosening up. So now she like talks shit to me and all this other stuff. So it's like ugh. She's just one of them now. It's great. So that was really fun to watch you guys play. And, well, cool Patrick wants to play again. Broken Arm Joe probably won't be able to this week, so get on the list.
On the list.
Let's see here. Free Ballers come out and beat Super Freaks. Did you get your rundown on that game?
I watched some of it. I mean...
You just don't care. That's what it comes down to. You're just not a supportive wife.
Sure. Super Freaks just couldn't...
Can't do anything. I know they can't do shit. It's fine, but Ralph was back.
Ralph can't do it all on his own.
Apparently not. But he's okay because I know we had some injury scares there with him, but he seems to be all right, which is good. Shout out to him. The Angels played Frodo.
Yeah. Our team just couldn't get it together. It was just one of those off weeks, and the Angels definitely were on, and obviously the score shows.
I have a feeling, like, I mean, I know that Maddie was going to come on here and, like, demand to be on here to talk smack to Top Shot, because why wouldn't he? But I'm definitely pretty sure that he's going to talk some Angel smack, too, because they've been putting it together, and if they get it together like they can, like, it's...
There was a couple plays where out to the boys, like, Renee can attest to this, I was like, what are you doing? Why is she open? So... It was like one of those games where I was frustrated because I didn't think we were just off, and I didn't think honestly our boys were putting in as much effort as they should have been.
Which boys are that? Call them out.
I was rushing, so I don't know.
You know.
Who.
You know.
Nah, I honestly.
Your smirk tells me you know.
Well, one of them's Garrett, and he knows it.
Yeah, Garrett. No, Garrett. Why would you even hide it? Garrett knows when he's.
No,
trash.
I wasn't hiding that one. The other one, I didn't really see the play, but Robin is wide open behind everybody, and I'm like, and I don't know who. Because we were playing like zone, so I don't know whose zone that was because I was rushing. But whoever zone that was, why was she wide open behind you?
All right, I have a question about Frodo then. Because I know from playing with Garrett on like the Jeff Kroll leagues, like the bullshit things we used to do, that he would, when he would be back on defense, he would switch up the defense almost all the time and people would get confused and it would fuck things up.
Right.
Does he do that on Frodo too?
Sometimes not as much because Nick runs the defense more.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of times
Garrett doesn't
really play defense. He had to because we were missing guys. So sometimes he doesn't even play defense, so Nick runs. And Josh normally runs their defense, but Josh was hurt, so.
Was he okay? Was it going to be like a long one?
I'm not sure. I thought, so apparently he pulled like a quad, a hammy or whatever, and it was pulling on his lower back.
Ow.
And he was sitting at the picnic table all day, and then all of a sudden I'm playing the 3 o'clock game, and I see him looking so pathetically on all fours, and I'm like, somebody might want to go pick him up. So I don't know if he's okay. I hope he's okay.
That's so sad. the way you just started laughing at him and judging me, you're like, oh, so pathetically.
Sad.
Oh, God.
It looked very sad.
All right, and Spinelli's Plumbing played Wasted Potential, and that was the game that was on the field next to ours. I looked over a bunch of times, and I felt like every time I looked over, Coach Jay was throwing another interception.
Yeah,
so it didn't look like they were having the best of days. Obviously, they weren't since they allowed 58 points. But
Spinelli's is piling up
They're
points.
Just killing it. Their offense is so good. It's disgusting. Like, they were good last season.
They're a good team that plays well together.
Like I said, I guess all it was they needed to all keep showing up, and they do, and yeah, they just they're just ballers. It's great.
Looks Katie like Swanson's the best. The league in points scored.
They have to be. They put up. I mean, I feel like they put up 50 at a time. Games,
but
well, good thing they moved up, right? Weren't they in G6 last time?
Yeah, well, they won it. They were moving up. Because,
yeah, oh yeah, regardless. But
yeah, I, like I said, if everybody came back, I feel like we would have moved up them, Tater Tots, and TMA, and then dropped the three that were just. Because yeah, there were three teams in D5 last year that were just not the best. So, right. Well, no, they were in D4.
Oh, yeah, right.
but it doesn't matter. So, yeah, but, you know, when some teams don't come back, whatever, that's how you get a 12-team D4 and apparently 11-team D4 now, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And such is the fun of running a football league.
Yep.
2 o'clock.
Last dance, 15 to Free Ballers, 16. Today's feast, 21 to Falconies, 28. Breast Friends 52 to Gucci 36 and Woodpeckers 37 to 716 32.
Well, that's fun. Woodpeckers coming through winning 37-32 against the previously unbeaten 716.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about the Woodpeckers this year. Is it like all the same team or do they completely change it
up? It seems like there's
or?
a good chunk of them are back.
Okay.
A couple are back.
So they're new. Figuring it out a little bit, looks like.
Well, I don't know if
I
would say
they're
probably
in the better right division for them this time around.
I'm trying to remember. I know we were. I felt like, weren't we talking about this game earlier? I think somebody mentioned the game. I don't know. You can ignore me.
I'll look.
Oh, that's right. Because Kroll, I was talking to Jeff Kroll about it because Jeff Kroll had to play. He filled in this game because they were going to be short some dudes, and he said that they threw.
Oh, then he threw a couple picks.
He threw pick sixes. Like wait, but I think. No, that's against the game against Spinelli's that we're going to get into at 3.
Okay.
But either way, I don't know if Kroll had to play for that game, but I guess they're the Woodpeckers girls are really good.
Yeah,
like
Melissa's good.
Yeah, Melissa's good, and so's that Sarah as well. And there's another girl whose name gets shout out here. Is it Erica? Erica.
Okay.
So Woodpeckers have the one thing you need to succeed in any division, honestly. But if you have three pretty good girls who are just getting better by the week.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter if your quarterback is, like, a 90-year-old former bricklayer or whatever the hell Joby used to be. So, that's okay. And then, again, it doesn't matter how many wrestlers you have playing male receiver. Again, you have good girls that can...
Is Dan back? Important.
I saw him once.
I didn't see him this weekend, but I know...
Is he back playing or just watching?
I think he played 2 weeks ago. Okay. But I know wrestling's starting back up. And...
Right.
That's definitely going to take priority for him. So, you know, how dare he live his life the way he wants?
How dare you not plan our league more?
Well, no, because I had asked him, I had straight up asked him if he wanted to play for Bull Club, if he was going to be around.
Yeah.
He was like, look, he's like, I don't want to commit to that for you guys because I don't even know if I'll be there because wrestling, again, takes precedence. So, whatever. Shout out to Dan. He's going to be in and out. Hopefully he sticks around at the bar one of these times, but who knows?
Yeah.
He's got stuff to do.
Dan.
He's got stuff to do, okay?
You can make an hour to come drink with your friends.
Maybe he's on some weird wrestler diet where he can't drink.
Fine. Drink water.
Ugh. Nobody wants to do that.
That is fun.
Nothing's more depressing at the bar than drinking water while everybody else is getting more and more hammered on pudding shots. Come on. Oh, other games. Breast Friends played Gucci.
Yep.
Travis ran around a whole bunch, I guarantee it.
Probably.
And they couldn't keep up with him, and he found open receivers. That's really how that team always
Sounds
works.
Like Travis.
But they're killing it, because they have great girls on that team, of
Absolutely.
Course, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not selling it short. But
Gucci put up 36.
Yeah, they hung in there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of like one of the articles said, like, that's a good recipe, because the only way you can really stick with these gender teams like you girls run are...
Have girl gender touchdowns. Every
right,
time.
And if she's going to throw one every time, like, why not? So.
Right.
That's that, but like I said, it was Kelly's first week, so maybe down the line that's a better game in terms of like just with more practice, I guess is the best way to say it. Less rust, is that the way to put it?
Yeah,
I actually watched a bunch of that game.
Beautiful, why didn't you speak up before?
Well, I was getting there, you were still talking.
I never stopped talking.
Interruptions, you have to interrupt.
Talk later. But no, from what I saw, I mean, Kelly, that's the quarterback's name? Is that her name?
Kelly?
New host, Patrick McGovern.
Well... She had some nice throws, actually. The one thing that I noticed, though, she tried forcing the ball over the middle, right where Travis is.
Mm.
So that turned into a few turnovers, which hurt them in the long run. But, I mean, she didn't do bad. Gucci, someone had a nice one-handed catch right in the corner of the end zone there for her. And it was, I mean, they were moving the ball okay at times. And Travis just does what he does. You know, he scrambles, buys times. And I know he found Kelly a lot. In the second half, I think she showed up in the second half, and then it was constantly feeding her the ball. But
I have a question for what I'll call the higher division gender teams. Does Joey play defense for you too?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that I always forget that I'm probably the only one that just says go play, have fun. I don't need to play defense. Like, what do I care? You're better than I am anyway. But I forget that.
Yeah, he plays.
So having Travis out there in defense also extra makes it hard because he's really, really, really good. So
right.
Him playing D5 defenses, or D4, right?
D4.
Yeah, they jump up D4. Yep. So that's still an advantage down there for sure. So that doesn't help. So
I mean, you could do other things though to avoid him. I mean, he's...
Kick him. What?
Kick him.
Why not? That would work.
Yeah.
Take him out, girls. Exactly. So then, but then my question is, when the girls play, so when you play them, will it be all gender defense then?
It depends before the game what they decide.
I thought Stunts and Angels used to do that all the time.
Yeah, like, I know 1 year when we played the Angels, both guys decided to have it just be all girls on defense, but it depends on what your both teams decide going into it.
Right, because definitely in D6, like, we were doing it with just always letting the gender girls play, because... The gender girls. Well, that doesn't make sense. But you know what I'm saying, though. All females, because it's just better that way anyway. So, I digress. Let's see. Last Dance took on Free Ballers. Free Ballers escape with the win.
They do. I don't think that Free Ballers played to their potential in that game. And Jordan,
no bias whatsoever.
Jordan threw for Last Dance, which I actually think helped them.
Okay.
The game just got away from, I think, both teams. Both teams were just being very mouthy to each other.
What?
Yeah, it was...
Who would have thought?
I know, it was a lot.
Did Jay-Z play?
Jay-Z did play.
He did play.
He was one of the ones that was, I know, saying some stuff at the beginning of the game,
What a surprise. It's so funny. He got really, really mad at me. Because, again, I don't know if you know this, but everybody likes to think that I'm the godfather because of the way Lenny set things
Renee
up.
Is, though.
Right.
Yeah. We just established
again, that. About this. Doesn't wear glasses, I wear glasses. We established this
There's
in
photos,
2017.
Like, bring up the photos.
I know. You don't have to explain it to me. Right. I know all about it. But the Godfather called him out for being like shitty last week about calling, like basically calling him selfish and all that stuff. And he's just like ripping into me. I'm like, man, I really wish you knew that I had nothing to do with this. But I understand my role here. But it gets annoying to get bitched at all the time for shit that you kind of don't have that much control over. Do I give information? Of course I do. But that doesn't mean I fucking have time to do this.
He or she.
Yeah, we already said it's for
now. He or she information.
Fine. I give it to you, so I don't really care. So whatever you feel like that day, if you're
true.
A he or a she, whatever you decide to feel, it's up to you. But
yeah,
that's funny. Good point. I guess I never... Because of father, I guess I don't think that it could be
well,
a she.
Well, I mean, that's why we...
Named a father.
Yeah.
Trying to pull you guys off.
Oh, no, I hate this. Somehow Lenny's just fucking with me, Snow.
Yeah.
I know it. All right, Fourth and Dawn goes on. That's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's 3
Fuck
o'clock.
Fuck me. I'm not good at this.
We didn't talk about today's feast or Falconies.
Falconies, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
They get another win against today's feast, but I don't know if that's a good win or not. What is today's feast record?
Oh, hold on.
Well, we played today's feast as the gender team played them last week and...
Right, that's what I thought. I thought they weren't that great. Because I think this
Today's Feast is 1-4.
Yeah.
118 points scored.
There you go.
137 against.
Okay, so they were losing close games.
So they lost 4 games but by a total of 19 points, so it's not bad.
Right, I thought there was something else in there that would have given me that information. So maybe they are a lot better than I assumed they were. I think I'm confusing them with Pittsburgh Feelers, and I'm not sure which one's which.
Mm-hmm.
But one
Pittsburgh Feelers is a 106 point differential.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, my mistake. But so today's feast beat Pittsburgh Feelers 45-6 in the first week of the season.
Yes.
So that I feel like is inflating their offensive numbers if you look at it that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like if you take that out, it's not the best.
Yeah.
But again, they're new, and this is just how this works. But Falconies, I don't know. They're not new, so like maybe this just was a bad week for them. I thought I saw Joe Miano on the sideline, so I don't have a good answer for it. It just
you
is
also
what it
feature
is.
Andrew.
That's probably the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Actually, I love Andrew. I'm not even gonna talk shit to Andrew. I like him so much, so it doesn't matter.
All right,
let's just move on to 3 o'clock and get done with this.
So 3 o'clock. There's only 2 games because 2 games got rescheduled to next week at 9 a.m. So it's Fourth and Dong, 38 to Last Dance 30, and Spinelli's Plumbing 44 to Woodpeckers 22.
Why did your girls' game get rescheduled?
Joey couldn't make it, and so we went to Travis and asked if we could reschedule it, so we're playing at 9 a.m. next week. So it's going to be a great 9 a.m. next week because both gender teams play each other. So all 4 gender teams are playing.
Well, we're not playing next week at 9.
Yeah, I heard you guys. Someone said you were scheduled at 9 a.m. next week.
No, we just have to play at 9. I think Jordan already has a 9 a.m. game for the next 2 weeks.
I would say that'd be the games of the week, though.
I had asked him like in the middle of this because
Sticky is playing at nine against Jordan's team.
Losing streak, yeah. Because oh, okay. I had asked him earlier in the week when I realized in my text team chat with the girls, which again, don't run a team. Hey, we got games at 1 and 3 this week. Who's in? Everybody, 1 o'clock. I'll be there at 1, blah, blah, blah. 3 o'clock. Not out. People are making it at 1, aren't making it at 3. I'm like, wow. So we got like 3 of our girls out of like the 12 that we have rostered that can make it. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to ask Jordan if we can reschedule.
Right.
And, you know, he made a good point. He's like, well, we got games at 9 like the next couple weeks, so it'd have to be pushed down. Like, I was like, all right, I'll try and see if I can cobble together a team. But once I couldn't, when I woke up and I couldn't move and don't get old either. Don't run a team and don't get old. If you can stop those two things, you'll be a lot happier in life. Luckily, Cool Patrick filled in at 1, but I don't know if Super Cool Patrick would have filled in at 3. We couldn't really get the team together, so we decided to move it. Because I was just going to forfeit, because it didn't really matter. We all make the playoffs, and I was like, I'm not going to try and put together a team and get a quarterback. It just was too hard. It's not worth it. And he decided not to take the forfeit, and he's like, well, we'll make it happen down the line. So it's not going to be next week at 9, because it just can't be, but hopefully... Maybe last week of the season, something cool, who knows.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out as it goes. So...
Let's see. Last Dance lost again.
I played in that game against them. I was on 4th and Dong.
So tell me about it.
Honestly, it was pretty back and forth. I feel like Last Dance did better in this game. It wasn't chippy or anything, but 4th and Dong just had a better answer for them on offense, so...
Dynamite observations.
Kevin Spinelli put up another 44 points.
Yeah, they did. They just keep scoring. That's crazy. Shout out to them. I didn't watch parts of this game because after our game ended, I went back to the bar like most people did. But Spinelli's really good. I think it's almost safe to say that they're probably, are they the top team in D5? They gotta be. I think they got a really good shot at winning this whole thing provided they all show up. But that's really cool. Like we said, Woodpeckers, we know they were a little shorthanded because Kroll had to fill in, but not too bad.
No, you're getting desperate at that point.
I don't...
He's a great sub.
I don't. First off, enough people have had Jeff Kroll sub for them and they don't instantly say... No.
Tell it like it is.
No, Jeff Kroll makes a team better just because he's smarter than anybody else that is on their team already. So instantly, football IQ, they get better.
Yeah.
There's so many like mediocre teams that Kroll has subbed in for, and they go, oh, he basically showed us how to play football, and they're like, we learned so many things from him just from hanging out, because it doesn't matter if he's like a little hobbit, man. He's still smart as hell. He knows exactly what's going on. So what? I know he's going to listen to it, so it's fine. I love Jeff Kroll. It's very, very, I think everybody knows that I love Jeff Kroll, so I don't feel bad about that at all. But he deserves credit for making teams better. He just does. But, I mean, sometimes it's just the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, you little hobbit, man. Good job.
Where's the lie?
That's a big one.
I'm kidding. All right. Anyway, that was that. We kind of went out with a whimper with 2 games, but that's okay. We ended up raising more money and everything. Oh, yeah. We did a whole bunch of pudding shots. There was a whole bunch of...
leftovers.
Yeah. What happened? Do you know what we raised? How many more donations did we get this week?
We got a lot. We got a lot of socks this week and underwear and blankets. Okay, that was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody. Oh, gonna hit that. Whatever. I'm trying to do 15 jobs at once. Patrick's the host of the show now anyway. Yeah, but that one is too. Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway.
And so we raised over $700.
Really?
Yeah.
So who spun the punishments?
Well, let's see. Dave Walter's first pudding shots ended up costing about $40.
Well, that's still $20 less than his usual shots cost him.
The $20 punishment caught a couple people by surprise. I think it's better than dressing as Cookie or Elmo for a day.
But somebody else got that too.
Like
Brittany's got to do. Brittany Clark's got to do that.
Brittany Clark's got to do it. So does
Brandy Clark, because she was talking shit to Brittany, and we told her that she had to do
it
with her. But Brandy doesn't technically have to do it, but we tricked her. So hopefully she never listens to this and just does it.
What's his name on?
We have a Cookie.
Tight ends in motion.
Stoner Dave, that'd be great.
Nope. Damn it. Well, did he say he was going to... No, Kyle.
Kyle
and what's... I'm drawing a blank. Derek.
Derek?
Yeah.
Well, Derek? Our suits are not one size fits all.
I know.
Derek's
involved. I know.
We'll have to get Big Bird.
I'm going to have to get a big one for
you. Got
to
get Big Bird.
His ankles will be showing.
That's fine.
And, Paul Shinta and I forgot what's...
Just Heather.
Heather have to be...
our slaves for a week. Although we can't say slave. We got to say... indentured servant or whatever.
Errand
boy and girl, that's correct. Yeah, which just means getting us alcohol so we don't have to go to the bar. Topper, what is going on with you?
One of the dogs got a tissue of some sort.
Oh, spectacular.
What else? So, yeah, they were very happy with the money that we raised.
Well, I couldn't see why they wouldn't be, but that worked out. We, again, shout out to everybody in the league for donating and raising money and having a good time. And we actually still have some pudding shots here. I can't believe we didn't go through all 100 of these at the bar, but
somebody should have went to the fields and handed them out.
Kathy was handing them out at the end. We just didn't. She handed out a bunch. We just, people didn't take them.
Really?
There wasn't a ton of people hanging out as like when she started doing it, so that might have played into it. But whatever, they're here in Topper's fridge, and
we were trying to raise money by selling them.
Yeah. I'm saying you should have walked around.
You say this like you didn't just give her the money for the rest of them anyway. Well, Humanitarian of the Year, Patrick Jameson McGovern.
Well, I bought them all to start with.
There you go. There you go. So that was that. Another wild week of football. I mean, the standings are still a little weird because some teams have still only played like 2 or 3 games, and it's going to be week 5, right?
Yeah, but this week D1 finally catches up with a lot of games.
Yeah, because they're the ones that have been hanging back a lot. So we'll have a much better picture on who's hot, who's not. I don't even know how to say it the right way, but once everybody starts playing each other, it'll we'll get a much better idea of how the standings are going to shake out. So that's going to be a fun week for sure. Anybody know what the weather's going
to
be like?
It's supposed to be 80.
Yeah. Why is it always super nice? This is fall now.
I know.
We're supposed to be drinking pumpkin spice lattes before football.
Sometime next week it's supposed to be 86.
Yeah, global warming's not real though, right?
Right.
That's super cool.
Exactly.
All right, so that was a fun week of football. Now we're going to go into our usual winners and losers of the week. Renee, you are to my left. You get to go first. Your winners and losers of the week. Godspeed.
Yeah, I'm happy this week.
Good thing I pay attention to the podcast and I know what this is.
Booyah.
Winners. I'm going to say the refs. Ooh. You know, they got to deal with our crap week in and week out. And yet they're always there. So, and I think they do a pretty good job. For the most part, I haven't had any issues with any refs this year. And I don't mean me in particular. I just mean I think they're making good calls this year and I haven't really seen any issues, so.
I haven't heard of anything really, right? No real issues.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. And everyone filling in to be a ref.
Yes.
That's a definite shout out, too.
I would never want to be a ref in this league.
It's the worst, don't do it. Well, actually, running a team is the worst, don't do that. But then don't ref either.
We have to do all three, because then we wouldn't have a league.
Ugh, excuses. Who's your loser of the week, then?
That one, I didn't have anything. I got one.
There you go.
Last week, when I was walking out, I saw Topper, and I was looking at all the garbage left on the fields.
Oh, yeah.
Was it any better this week or no?
Well, it wasn't, because I know Matt and Robin cleaned up a lot this week as they were walking around the field. And
we'll say that for winners.
Yes. But no, I mean, you know, it's also not everyone's fault. There's no garbage cans or recycling bins been out there. And that's,
take it with you.
Pardon?
People can take things with
you, but there's, you know,
one garbage can for the entire field.
I don't think we should make excuses
for them. Take your bottles back.
I take mine.
Put your water bottle back in your bag. Like,
it's not that big of a deal.
Pick your crap up.
We've been playing here for 10 years. We've asked for garbage cans. We've asked for recycling bins. I mean, at some point you just give up on them.
It's weird to me because, like, we have them sometimes. Like, some seasons we have, like, one at every field, and it's cool. And why is that not the same here? Where did these garbage cans go? Are they not sitting in the creepy, haunted brown garage? I'm pretty sure they are.
Probably are.
So, that's weird. But that's a good look. Losers are people who litter. Jerks. Yes. Pick it up. Emily, what do you got for this week?
So, I was going to take the people who donated, but I'm pretty sure that someone else is winner, so...
No, you can take it.
You can take it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the bar staff, too, because they're great.
That's a good one, too. They've been...
I'll take the bar staff, because they deal with our crap week in and week out. And the Sydney is always great at the bar, and I don't remember his name. Yes, Mike, thank you. He's always really nice to all of us, and they always make us feel welcome.
The real TSL power couple.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but it's true.
Yeah, anyway, absolutely. And he wears a stinky shirt every week, so...
They run the floor of alcohol.
He wears a stinky shirt every week.
I know, Sticky Bandits shouldn't own the bar. I don't like that. So we're going to start getting other jerseys to buy the bartenders, I guess.
I guess I don't really have a loser.
It's fine. I guess you don't have to.
I feel like it was a really calm, nice week of football.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess my loser of the week are the people who haven't stayed at the bar yet.
That's fair.
Where are you?
Being responsible. Jerks. How dare
you. Having other plans like weddings. God.
Yeah, morons. Oh, yeah. Get all your weddings done in the off season like we did.
Don't get married.
No. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, true. If you get married, you can't have cool things like a second garage that's a sweet ass bar, a couple of cool dogs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Strangers podcasting in that cool garage right. bar.
Yeah.
Live in Sanborn. Not to name names.
Sanborn is the place.
To drive
we have
to.
We have a
to
real restaurant to. Now in downtown
Get Sanborn. Out of here. Yeah. Wait. There's a downtown Sanborn?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? The general store? We have a Tops.
We do have a Tops. We live alone.
Sanborn. We have a Tops.
We have Tops. We have a Subway.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding. What? He means a sandwich place. There's no way they have like a mass transit subway here.
No.
It just takes you from here to the Sunflowers.
But it's a very nice restaurant. Maybe we'll go there.
What's it called?
Tecla's.
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 What does that do?
It's, I don't know.
Mexican? Some, Greek?
I think it's supposed to be like American? Maybe Italian.
Okay.
Ish. Ish?
Yeah, I don't know.
Italian-American, maybe? Yeah.
Some kind of Spanish?
They have good mac and cheese.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Shout out there. Maybe they'll sponsor us for one of these stupid podcasts. We should start getting random sponsors for the podcast.
D2 Scores brought to you by
Tecla's. Barbell, next week.
Try the mac and cheese. It's Topper approved. I love it. So anyways.
All right. Winners, so, ooh, my winners.
Your eyes got really big, so I'm scared now.
No, I appreciate everyone that came up, spun the wheel, had some fun. Because that kind of stuff is what I think makes the league a little bit different than other leagues that you might participate in.
Absolutely.
Just seeing everyone, you know, bring in clothes and donations because we ask them to is very nice. So everyone who brought stuff out, we definitely appreciate it.
It is interesting. Like, all that happened was you going, hey, we need this. And people went, okay,
yeah.
here's a whole bunch of it.
Yeah.
Super rad. I love that shit.
I'd come back to my car. I'd be like, oh, another bag. It's fun.
Right?
losers. Actually, I'd also like to thank all the veterans out there, you know.
Yeah, I know. That makes sense. Checks.
The losers, those of you who didn't come up and spin the wheel, and as Emily said, don't come up at all to the bar. There's a lot of new teams, and I haven't met a lot of new people yet.
You don't meet people anyway.
I do. It takes a while.
Not. Yeah, 10 years.
10 years. Yeah, 10 years.
That's why you
got to
start now.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Got to start putting in the time. And I got to find her name. We're definitely going to give her some props out. Karen, that she plays on Come From Behind, who made the pudding shots.
Yes.
Not that that's a loser of the week. That's another winner.
It's fine.
But no, she's
not making enough key lime pie ones. Those are my favorite.
I'm sure we have some in there.
No, we don't. Anyways, trust me.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
All right.
It's pistachio and it's not as good.
Oh, yeah.
I like pistachio.
Nobody asked you.
I gave my opinion anyways.
Fine. Go.
I think I'm done.
Did you even give a loser then, or did you just kind
of
like sneak by
the people that didn't come up?
Isn't that what yours is, though? That's what yours is.
No,
the
he's
people
a...
who didn't come up and spin the wheel.
Fine.
All my
oh
losers.
My god, that's fine.
All losers.
All right, you
Lame.
Get it.
You want me to get specific?
Me, I didn't spin it.
Yes, I have a few winners of the week. My first winner of the week was going to be Matty Ice because he was going to be here and talk shit because I think it's deserved at this point. I think we need a good. Matty Ice
yeah.
promo cutting. I'm the fucking best because he was doing it on the field, but he was back. But he was backing
it
up.
Do you ever need a break from doing this? We can just get Joey Bats and Matty Ice to actually show up for one of these.
I would have. I would kill myself if I wasn't here for it. I would need to
Sit
be
back.
Here.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'll
no,
be there,
we'll
but
be
I'm
here,
not gonna
but we
talk.
Don't have to talk.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
We won't be able to.
Oh.
I was concerned that I almost blew up my voice yelling at the Bills yesterday. But yeah. So
is he now your loser?
No, he's not. He's still. I can't because ANA's 5-0 in D2. The Angels looks
it.
Like they're clicking. So I mean, he's doing quite well for himself, and I'm really excited to see how this season's gonna go for him. But I'm more excited when he does demand to be on the podcast and talk a whole bunch more shit because that's gonna happen for sure. Last week on the podcast, I called Deke out. He was my loser of the week because he kept dropping touchdowns and stuff. And even though we lost our game on Saturday, he had both our touchdowns. He played really, really well. I don't know if it's because he wasn't mega hungover and was just partially hungover or something, but
Does he know you got, like, scheduled for yourself for all earlier games this season?
First off, we always do that, so,
yeah,
no, nobody knows that. I do it all the
time. For you.
Yeah, but he plays volleyball on Friday nights, and he... drink success.
We got the rest of it.
We had to go. Thanks, Emily. Just called
the
poor boy out again. I was trying to give him props and you made him a loser.
Oh, you can give him props. He should be here to, like, thank you, but I didn't pick him up, so.
Fair enough. Does that make you the loser of the week?
I was going to say I could be your loser of the week.
For not picking up Deke.
Deke's loser of the week.
How? I love it. And then Cool Patrick. Cool Patrick's a winner of the week because he was hanging out. He was entertaining Major Woody and other guy whose name I don't remember.
Oh, Jose.
Jose.
Jose's a league legend.
I don't know that guy.
Be lucky you guys weren't here for the Jose era of football.
Why? What could possibly have been worse in terms of alcoholism and debauchery? Debauchery?
Explains Jose in a nutshell.
Ole.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So yeah, because that was funny because you guys were throwing for the girls, or you were throwing for the ladies, and they just stood there the whole time, just getting drunk, talking shit, and I was like, oh my god, that's why these guys are here. It's super fun. The best was you going, I was like, hey, you know you're throwing, right? And you're like, nope, didn't know that. I was like, you didn't look at your messages? And you're like, I did now. He goes, oh, guess I'm throwing. Okay. Do you have anybody else? Nope. All right, I'm doing it. Easiest conversation of my life. It was great. As for losers, I guess I don't really have any. It's hard to have some on a week where you raise a whole bunch of money for donations and things go pretty smoothly and, you know, like, nobody did anything real crappy. You know, like, nobody was like, everything just, from what I remember, like, I didn't hear about anything crappy. Like, so I'm just going to say, no, I'm not going to give a loser because I don't have one. I can't give one when one doesn't exist. So that brings us to our final thoughts of the week. Renee, you do listen to the podcast, so you knew this was coming. I dragged out my winners and losers long enough for you to think of something. The floor is yours. You can say anything you want about the league, anything that your little heart desires.
I thought of nothing because I usually turn the podcast off by this point.
I have a new loser of the week.
Yes, I'd like to also take back my loser of the week.
That's fair.
Yeah, but you're still going to make yours Kenny, so it doesn't
matter.
Circle
back to me. Circle back.
Okay, you can go last. We'll make Emily say something while she's texting.
I say the same thing every time I'm on, and I'll say the same thing again.
Thanks, everybody, for all the work you do on the league, and it means everything to me. And this league is my family, and now I have a job.
I just love the league. I love everybody.
It's true.
You guys are doing great. You can keep it up.
We do. We keep it up all the time.
Well, anyways, without everybody, we wouldn't have a league. So, again, I thank everybody who makes it happen.
We appreciate you. You're part of it. You make things happen. You're like the understudy to everything. We need somebody on a TSL crew, you're there. We need somebody for a podcast, you're there. You're like
TSL staff?
She's the TSL Swiss Army knife. She does it all. So, don't sell yourself short there. Patrick, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, I was just kind of looking at the division. You know, we have these weird rankings.
And I love the ranking. The random best in the league
does,
stuff.
Yeah, 1 through 50. D1, I think the highest ranked team right now is Tight Ends in Motion. Overall, they're ranked 15th in the league.
That's crazy.
It's kind of cool. A&A is number one in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Practice squad is
49.
17th.
No, Bullico's got to be 50th, I think,
that's
right? We lost five games. We're last. We got to be last.
Bullet Club is 50.
Let's go.
When Doves Cry is 25.
Perfectly average.
Let's see.
The Patrick McGuffin story.
You're on Three Ballers?
No.
Wait.
Frodo, she made a very angry 30th. Face, by the way.
Sorry, no.
You're like, no. God, don't ever confuse the two.
Cunning Stunts are second overall in the league.
Yep.
Nice.
And did I miss anyone else here that's important of relevance? Nope.
Where was Pittsburgh Feelers before they quit?
Oh, 43rd.
Wow. I didn't think it'd be that
high.
I mean,
if they're setting the president here, shouldn't you guys have quit too?
Yes. Yes, please. Someday.
But see, you understand the league.
It's inside and out more than I want to. Yeah. So, did you come up with a final thought?
No.
God.
I got nothing.
Damn it. You want to say anything?
You want to that you're the better Lance? Can there you go. Yeah,
we talked about me a lot. I wasn't expecting this much directed at me, but
what do you mean? You're on the podcast. That's what we
literally
do.
This is literally what happened.
There's usually like 5 minutes in the beginning.
Hold on.
What?
I'm buying you more time.
Go on, Patrick.
You're buying me more time.
Is everyone sitting down for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. TMA.
Okay.
Is ranked 4th overall.
All right. Nice. Why are you laughing so hard?
Something's got to be wrong with my math here.
Well, first off, of course there is. Second off, it's not even your math, right? It's just...
No, it's computer generated.
Yeah, it's just basically
how are
wins, point differential.
Spinelli, yeah. I mean...
Strength of schedule, I think it plays in...
Schedule, probably. See, Tox is down there 48.
Well, it's because you left them for dead.
I did.
Good job. I did.
And are these new die. Rankings?
Huh?
Are these new?
Have you ever noticed on the standings page where like there's like the number in parentheses?
Oh yeah.
That's just that weird one.
Yeah.
It's like the overall ranking of your entire like spot in the league. It's super ridiculous, and we don't even know.
I could change it.
No, you can't.
But I won't.
It's so funny to like. Look, yeah. It's just some random stupid thing that we can use like right now to for Topper to laugh at TMA being four for some reason. I have no idea why that doesn't make sense to you, but like they're good and they're in D6. They're the only team in D6.
Well, are they gonna move up? They're always in the final.
I don't know. We were at the wine bar, and I told Prim that we were putting him in D5, and he didn't like that, so they stayed down. But I don't know if this is before they knew that like the Tots weren't coming back, and it was going to be like a mini six-team division, so
yeah.
Whatever. I like giving them a little bit of shit for it, but I don't know. It's still... They wanted to do the whole win the championship and move up thing, and a lot of teams really want to do that, so I get it. Maybe they're just going to keep doing it until they win it.
I get it, but you're always in the finals, so clearly you can handle yourself in D5.
Not if they can't win the finals ever.
I get it.
This has got to be the year, though. Like, it just has to be. Yeah. I mean, what...
If not, we'll know because we'll stay down in D6.
How could it not be? Who can really beat them? Unless, like, Blitzkrieg gets hot and does it, or... like, because, I mean, Jordan's girls team is good, but they just lost by 20. I mean, I'm not going to be able to do it. Like, last time, we lost, like, 51-0 to them last year. Like, it's not going to happen.
I think Gray's brothers could. I mean, Blitzkrieg wasn't bad either. I mean,
that's just it, though. So we say that, but Gray's brothers lost to them on the last play of the game. Yeah. I think TMA beat them 34-32.
Yeah, because I roughed that game.
Yeah, see, and then Blitzkrieg lost by a point a week ago. So what's going to happen is they're going to go undefeated in the regular season and blow the championship.
Or Brett decides to hold out for a better contract.
Well, I think at this point, Brett and probably Ron, too, will go somewhere. Oh, Ron made an amazing catch yesterday. Yeah, I forgot about that. They threw a bomb. Jordan was covering Ron, and it bounced off his hands, and like he started going to the ground, but he like kept it up, and like he made this ridiculous juggling catch. It was fucking awesome. Like, that guy's still so underrated.
Good job,
he's so
Ron.
Good. Yeah, so... Renee doesn't have a final thought.
Nope.
She's not even going to talk about how much she likes dogs or something. Like, come on.
I can do that.
There you go. That's a final thought. Anything
we're
you can say.
Stealing both of Topper's dogs.
There you go.
You're stealing them both?
Yes. You can have mine.
I think it's a good trait.
Yours is so cute, though.
What, you're saying mine aren't?
Yours are. Oh, but, like, okay. I don't know how she'd ever give hers up. She's a little peanut.
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
Looks like a little
like
Jackson.
Like this one, but 30 pounds lighter.
And maybe a little silverish.
Silverish? Like
grayish.
Silver fox.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's named after Greg Olson, actually.
Yeah, that's why we're in the chairs. Dig it. Greg Olson rocks. All right, my final thought is I don't really have one either. I'm just excited. No, I always have final thoughts.
Unbelievable.
My final thoughts is just that I'm like football's in the middle of the season, but it feels weird because of how some teams have played 5-6 games and others have played like 2 or 3. So you don't really get a handle on how the league's going. But everything's smooth. There's not really drama to talk about. There's nothing really to like point out and like,
right.
Oh, this person's killing it because you can't tell with the teams. Oh, all this dumb shit's happening. No. My final thought is if you listen to this league and you listen to this podcast and you love this league, ref a game, please. Because for whatever reason this season, there's just this ridiculous ref shortage. It sucks. People have stuff to do, whatever. You know, poor Coach Jay's doing a whole bunch, and he's even got like a wedding to go to, so he's got to get this set up sooner than later. If you're interested in reffing, even if it's like one game, just to give it a try, like, do it.
It's actually fun.
Yeah, well, I disagree wholeheartedly. You'd see, there you go.
I think it's fun reffing.
I do it.
Reffing, well, because you ref like D6 when it doesn't matter, but...
I don't ref any division.
Okay. D1. Start reffing D1.
No. That's the only division I won't do.
No, you don't have to. I'm just talking to Patrick J over here who's talking a lot of shit. But, no, reffing is fun. I mean... You help the league. Everybody
the
says.
Rules,
everybody. Everybody says.
So you don't need to ability though. Just kidding. Billy.
We only like half know the rules. The best is when people like yell at us across the field when we're talking and like drinking Trulies. Like, Joe K. Topper, come here immediately. And we're like, oh boy, here's stuff we're not gonna know. Like, this is what we have Coach Jay for.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. And no, but we need help for whatever reason. We just need help. So if you can find it in your heart, if you got a game at 10 o'clock and you want to stick around for 2 hours to help out, please do because. Always looking for people, and the more the merrier in this scenario, because it's getting increasingly more difficult to find our full-timers that, like, last forever. It's going to get a little bit easier, because Billy's back, so shout-out to Billy Gunn for coming back. I know a lot of people love to hate Billy, but at the same time, he was gone for a month with, you know, his heart surgery, and that went well, because he's back, and that's really cool. So, yeah, we're halfway through it. it always sucks to go halfway through, like, because now it's like, once you get to the top of the hill, now we're starting to go down, we're getting towards playoffs, which is exciting, but then it's like, end of football.
Have to start winning games.
Yeah, it's
stay in it.
Or just like the fact that the league might be over in a month, yeah, or in, like, it's in a cold half. And I don't even care about the cold because I'm kind of getting sick of this humidity, but that's a fat guy problem. All right. Thank you to everybody for listening. Yeah, if you want a ref, talk to Topper as soon as possible. I suggest you email him immediately. Everybody just email Topper. Everybody sure. Send Topper an email. It can say anything. Let's see how many emails we get to Topper. All right. that's it. I don't think we have anything else to add. Thank you for listening to the last hour and 18 minutes of your life. I appreciate you for donating the time. I love what I do. Thank you, Renee, for coming on. Thank you for Emily for always being available.
Yep.
Topper. All right. We'll Patrick. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Cool, Patrick. Cool,
Patrick. Bye.
night hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Ha 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 ha